Ezekiel chapter 38, and we begin our study in verse 1. Father, we pray that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against them. Gog is another name for the end-time bad guy, the Antichrist. 3. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws. And I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. And this is speaking of the Battle of Armageddon, in which the Antichrist invades Israel, in which also he will be destroyed. Verse 5, Persia, Cush, Put, with them, and all of them, with shield and helmet, Gomer, and all its hordes, the house of Togarma, of the north quarters, and all its hordes, and many peoples with thee. So the army of the Antichrist will include people from many different countries. Verse 7, Be thou prepared, and prepare thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. God is telling the Antichrist, you better prepare yourself the best you can if you're coming against me and you're coming against my people. Verse 8, After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many peoples, against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and shall dwell safely all of them. Thou shalt ascend, and come, like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy hordes, and many peoples with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, It shall also come to pass that, at the same time, shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And the evil thought refers to the plans of the Antichrist to invade Israel and to kill all the Jews. 11. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to those who are at ease or at rest, who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, who have gotten cattle and goods, who dwell in the midst of the land, Sheba and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all its young lions, shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, Thus saith the Lord God, In that day, when my people of Israel shall dwell safely, shalt thou not know it? And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many peoples with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel, like a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the nations may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. God will exhibit his power on the armies of the Antichrist, and as a result, there will be no doubt in anyone's mind that God is God. Verse 17, thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken of old by my servants? He's talking about the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them. And the prophecies spoken of here that God has Ezekiel writing, they're going to realize that the prophecies of Ezekiel are coming to pass, along with all the other prophecies written in the other prophetic books, that God predicted this invasion by the Antichrist and the destruction of the Antichrist. He predicted these things in his word. Verse 18, and it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. God is going to be very angry. Verse 19, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fish of the sea, the fowls of the heavens, and the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth, shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. You know, this cataclysmic event referred to here will happen right before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to earth. 21, and I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. That happened a lot in the Old Testament, too, when wicked nations attacked God's people. God just confused their minds, and they started to attack each other instead of God's people. So that will happen in the last days. 22, and I will enter into judgment against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his hordes and upon the many peoples that are with him in overflowing rain, and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. So, you know, God has so many different arrows in his quiver. And he will defeat the Antichrist and his army by sending nature against him. He won't stand a chance. 23. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. God's holy wrath exploding against the Antichrist will prove to all creation that there is no God but one God. Next time, chapter 39. Until then, Michael Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.